formal interviews, and we will do number five. 2261, regards to Matthew Reed, DVM, continuance of informal interview of July 20th, 2022, for the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting an order. And Dr. Thompson, you are the lead. All right, Dr. Thompson, go ahead.
So in the case of 2261, I actually would like to recommend a change in the draft that's there. It said the respondent's license number 3090 and his license number is 7280.
Good catch.
It's okay. if once that matter is rectified, I make a motion to adopt the findings of fact as drafted.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second to adopt the findings of fact. Okay, let's do roll call.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Loheed?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Dr. Wright is absent.
Okay, motion carries.
And then I make a motion to adopt the conclusions of law as previously mentioned, modified with the license number.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. Do roll call again.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Loheed?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Dr. Wright is absent.
Okay, motion carries.
All right, and then I make a motion to issue an order of make an issue for to be placed on probation for a period of 1 year, subject to the following terms and conditions that shall be completed with the probationary period. These requirements will include a total of 6 hours of CE, 3 hours of which would be in anesthesia and 3 hours of which would be in brachycephalic disease and syndrome.
Previous history?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, he has them.
Okay. Okay. So
and
we have
any civil penalty? Did I miss that?
No, I didn't. Is that the normal end?
It's his first time.
Yeah. So no civil penalty.
No civil penalty.
Okay. Okay. So we have a motion for CE.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second for 6 hours of CE. Let's do roll call again.
Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Loheed?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Wright is absent.
Okay, motion carries. Okay. That concludes that item. All right, so we've got a little bit of time for the next. So let's go to section number five. Number one, board may review, discuss, and take action on requests for a continuing education approval for San Diego County Veterinary Medical Association, September 2022 Fall Veterinary Conference.
So I think I had asked for more information last time, and it never be agreed, but it left a lot to be desired. There's no information at all. It expanded slightly on the little topics that we saw in the original flyer to a couple more subtopics, but there's no description and not who the speaker is or anything. So I was like, I don't know what to say because I don't know if our next meeting
they don't
is
know
before
who the speakers are.
No, it's not listed anywhere. So I'm so confused. I'm not.
Madam Chair, just one extra information.
Yeah.
When I contacted them, the comment back in a good spirited way was, oh, you guys, you've approved this every other time and you've never asked us this. So I think maybe that, I don't know, they just didn't have more prepared and maybe that's right. All they have is just, that's all they put on their flyer. I don't know.
Maybe they don't know who's coming and who's
well,
speaking
that's the
yet.
Thing is who's speaking.
That's
what I mean,
yeah,
is
yeah,
it
yeah,
going to
yeah.
be like, is
what
it
makes
gonna
me
be
wonder
a,
if they don't.
A surprise speaker that's never seen these topics? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, you would think at this point they would bill for September, but.
So I don't know, I would abstain from a vote on this, sorry.
Is this specific to the RVT track?
It is, it's just the RVT track, we already approved on the other, it's all there, right? There's who's speaking and what's going on, but this one I just, I'm so confused, so.
So are they in separate rooms?
It appears.
Or are they in with all together, they're just getting different CDs?
It appears a different track, the way that the, but I can't answer that.
Different rooms is what I would guess.
Okay, so I would point out that while they kind of laugh, say you never asked for that, well, they have it on the right hand, on the left-hand side, but they don't have it on the RTV side, so. You know, that's what they're saying is not exactly true, we do have it, we did approve what we could see.
I think they meant in previous years.
Well, even for previous years, I'm not sure that's true. I mean, we've always asked these same questions.
I know, right?
Or it doesn't matter.
I don't think we've changed, yeah.
Don't matter.
Yeah, if you make a mistake, you correct your mistake and go on, right?
Right.
So.
Instead of questioning why we're asking.
Yeah, I don't think we, well, I'm saying if we made, if that happened in the past, which I don't think it did, but.
So we're not allowed to go looking for this information on our own, do we know if like it's all listed on the website? Actually, we're not supposed to go looking for that, but.
Right, but so it has, if you look on the front page of their flyer, it says conference speakers, which are the DVM, and then it says seminar speaker. And it's the RVT seminar, and the seminar speaker is Margaret E. Waypart, DVM certified anesthesiologist.
Where did that say?
On
the back.
Yeah, so if you, there's two pages that were scanned for their brochure.
And if she is an anesthesiologist, which would make sense, she's presenting anesthesiology.
Yeah, it's not the, yeah, I'm like, maybe.
Yeah, because the DVM stuff is listed, who's speaking at each, and those are the two that are listed under the conference speakers, and then the seminar speaker, and if you look where it says RVT seminar is anesthesiology.
So should we approve and then let them know that for future reference?
Yes.
Would that be appropriate, Victoria, that next time?
If they freak it out like they did on the vet one, where they give like that little paragraph of what's being included, that might help too. But it is 6 hours and we at least know a veterinary and anesthesiologist is delivering the content.
Add a page instead of abbreviating.
Do I hear a motion then?
We'll make a motion to approve the 6 hours of CE for the RVT seminar in anesthesiology.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Approve their 6 hours. Okay, going down to number two. We will take a break before we start our informal, unless you guys don't need to. Yeah.
I want to take it whether I need to or not.
Okay. Okay. So let's do. I think we can do one or.
Oh, we don't want you more.
Board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner Terry White at Stone Ridge Reproduction.
I move we open case.
Second.
Send him a letter. Send all the information we have so far to the County Sheriff, County Attorney, and the Attorney General, and the Department of Public Safety.
Yeah, they are unfortunately very misinformed, and you know, here they went through the effort to get their LLC
put together.
Well,
I think we have all the stuff.
Who, what, where,
when,
yeah,
why, where,
right. That
we usually don't have.
But you know, even when someone pointed out that, you know, that it doesn't a vet perform these services, they said no, and so you're.
Yep.
Yikes. Okay, so we have a motion to open a case against Terry White, Stone Ridge Reproduction.
Second.
And a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Let's go ahead and do number three. Board may review, discuss, and take action on case C-2212, Julius Caesar Sanchez, the Pitbull Store, update on case and possibly open case on new owners Tel Barnhart and Amy Woodwiss. And so, I didn't remember seeing this, okay. But I might have been missing it on the agenda.
I brought this back to you because I did get a call from Mr. Sanchez stating that he had sold the business to the two individuals listed on the agenda and that he has not had any interaction with this place for some time.
Okay.
And so I wanted to bring it back to you because I had found information that he was still owner and he is not. So the new information that I have received that these two individuals are the owners and are the ones putting out the information for the Pitbull store. So
okay.
If you guys wouldn't mind maybe closing the case on Mr. Sanchez and then reopening if you would like to regarding the other two individuals.
Okay.
Move to close case 2212.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of closing case C-2212 against Julius Caesar, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Okay. Case closed. And we have a motion to open.
I move we open a case against the new owners, Tel Barnhart and Amy Woodwiss.
Second.
Okay. A motion and a second. There's no further discussion. All those in favor of opening a case, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries to open a case. Okay. Let's go ahead and do number four. Board may review, discuss, and take action on requests regarding the clarification of interpretation of ARS 3222-42B pertaining to certified veterinary technician application requirements per ARS 41-1001.02. And this is regards to Krista Dupree and Ms. Frost, you are the lead.
Yes, so they have been the order that these the transcripts came up just in the file, but some of them were less than helpful, a little concerning. But there definitely is an associate in applied science, and the comparison list was done better than some. I don't know that the AAEVT course applies. So it's a little bit challenging to go through and match up, especially because there's just the course numbers. I would say to be able to have the opportunity to make a motion on this, I don't know if it's something that we can do is ask board staff to have her list out the courses that she's comparing from Dallas College Veterinary because she's just got course numbers which don't mean a whole lot. I mean, I could probably get there, but that's not going to help us in if somebody's going back and looking at our decision.
Yeah.
So where I do see an associate's in applied science and I see some other things that could be helpful, I can't confidently make a motion. So I would ask board staff if they could ask Krista Dupree to clarify her comparison classes.
I would agree with that. I was glad that I didn't see the AST astronomy courses listed as a comparison.
there is some stuff in there. I was like, oh, but there was a lot of other bits in there.
I did not go back and look at the comparison after I looked at the transcript and see if there was any chemistry stuff.
Yeah, in the comparison, no, I don't believe I saw those coming in there.
So
I wouldn't put that on the show to anybody.
Well, it did end up getting them.
Hmm?
It did end up getting them. You follow longer.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
So would this be pended to next
month? Yeah, I don't know if we direct board staff to
direct
board staff. Do we just pend it or
can't
to whenever she finds it?
Okay.
If we could have a motion to continue for further information.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to continue for further information.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second to continue until we receive further information. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Let's go ahead and do one more. Number five, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license application for Tiffany Johnson. Dr. Byrne, you are the lead.
Yes, reviewing, she had a previous, 2015, had a previous charge of DWI in Texas. She fulfilled all the requirements of that incident order and has had no recurrence of any violations since, so I would make a motion to allow approval of her veterinary license application.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to approve the license application for Dr. Tiffany Johnson. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Okay, let's go ahead and do a break so that we can come back. 11:15, since we're doing pretty good time-wise.